AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The government reports weak job numbers in July. Only 73,000 jobs were added. Revised numbers show drops in job growth in May and June as well. President Trump has taken the next step in a trade agenda that will test the global economy and American alliances.
His executive order sets tariff rates on 66 countries, the European Union's 27 members, Taiwan, and the Falkland Islands. It came amid a flurry of agreements with nations seeking to avoid being on his list.
We're making a lot of deals.
Some saw their tariff rate lowered, like Taiwan, which wants it down even further. Others, like New Zealand, are dealing with a boost.
It appears New Zealand has been impacted by a very blunt formula.
In Beijing, the Chinese foreign ministry says there are no winners in a trade war. China does have an extension to keep negotiating a deal and for now is not being hit with new tariffs. It's the same in Mexico. President Claudia Sheinbaum says her strategy worked. But in many nations, people are worried. In Paris, this man says simply, life is going to cost us more. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, got a look at a food distribution site in the Gaza Strip. There are reports of violence and starvation around Gaza, but there's also been talk there's no famine in Gaza.
I would like to have Mr. Witkoff come here and talk to me about this.
American pediatrician Tom Adam Kevich says the situation is bad in Gaza.
Many children are passing out literally during the day and injuring themselves. Particularly difficult to see pretty much any child with a chronic illness.
A teacher in Arkansas charged in the stabbing deaths of a couple who were hiking is being held without bond. This is AP News. A panel in Washington, D.C. is recommending Trump ally Jeffrey Clark be disbarred.
The former Justice Department official clashed with his co-workers over false claims of election fraud. 3 days before the January 6th riot, senior DOJ officials told Trump they would resign if he installed Clark as the acting attorney general. Clark was also among 19 people indicted by a grand jury in Georgia for election interference. Under the new administration, Clark has been serving as acting head of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, a part of the OMB. The D.C. Board of Professional Responsibility said counsel proved that Clark made intentionally false statements when he tried to persuade the DOJ to send his letter to Georgia officials that said they were investigating election irregularities. OMB spokesperson Rachel Colley described the board's move as another chapter in the deep state's ongoing assault on President Trump. The board's recommendation will now go to Washington's Court of Appeals for a final decision.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.